Hello, boys and girls, and welcome back to another episode of Drag Tea Time with Trey. I am one of your hosts, Trayzon Wright, and I'm joined by our co-host, Miss Didi Opulence, my drag daughter. How you doing?
Well, thank you for finally signing me, sealed, contracted to the list because y'all know you wanted me and needed me.
Yeah, whatever.
So here I am.
So, how are you excited? How are we feeling? This episode of Drag Race was good.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. It's been an easy week. I've been excited to talk about this last episode because I just think it was pretty epic.
Yeah, no, listen, I don't know if these winning queens are shaking in their boots, but they better be because the losing queens from the first episode brought it for their premiere.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Jared, you're the co-host for Drag Tea Time with Trey. Isn't that exciting?
Yes, it's really exciting. I love doing this. I love talking to you. I love talking about drag. Mm-hmm. I don't. Mm-hmm. We do it anyway, so why not record it?
Tea. Now, with that being said, you are the co-host, but starting next episode, because we've had like this whole like 3-episode long premiere, starting a next episode, we're going to start having guests come in and me, you, and a guest will be getting into the nitty gritty of the episode, okay? I know, exciting. But yeah, let's get straight into the podcast because I got a lot to talk about. So let's stop the jibby jab and get straight to the show.
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right, guys, so let's do a quick recap of last week's episode. So Elliot, with 2 T's, rejoined the competition after being voted out by the eliminated girls. And the rest of the girls are not happy that Elliot is back. They are very upset that Elliot's back. Like, they are shading Elliot House Down Boots. With that being said, Olivia, Lux, and Simone are the top 2 queens of the week, and everyone else is safe. And Simone wins. So, did you think Simone should have won that lip sync last week?
Yeah, for sure. Say it absolutely. There, say it again.
Period. So, with that being said, we follow the congratulations girls back to the workroom. This is after they have just done their runway and all of that. And Simone talks about all of the really great critiques last week. And Lala's like, girl, that's cute and all, but I want those critiques. Like, Lala's like, I want those critiques. And she is very persistent to get those critiques. And like, you can see this fire, like, that ignited. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm so excited. With that being said, Candy and Gottmik thought that they were going to be lip-syncing against each other last episode, and they had a really big wake-up call, and now the fire has been ignited under those 2 butts as well. Girl, this is a lot.
It is a lot. You know what? They need to be shaken up because their heads were a little inflated anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. What do you think their heads are going to be like when they come back to the competition, though? Like, ooh.
Well, I mean, we're gonna find out, but they are gonna be, I don't know, I feel like it's gonna be a weird dynamic at first.
There's gonna
be some gobsmacked.
There's gonna be some tension because, like, you bitches just sent me home. Yes, I'm mad. Yeah. I'm upset. Yeah.
Like, actively, literally.
Yeah, so I'm ready to see what happens, but let's get into this week's episode, shall we, doll?
Do it.
So the pork chop queens are back, and Denali and the rest of the girls are ready to bring it to the competition, and Rue tells them that they will be serving 2 looks on the runway for their first mini challenge. The first look being Lady and the second look being Vamp. That's basically like last week's mini runway, right?
Yeah.
But just like different wording.
Different wording. Yeah. Basically same concepts.
Yeah, girl. With that being said, Kimora talks about her 5-hour-long drag transformation and how spiritual it is. What do you... Girl, 5 hours is a lot.
I mean, I do not take 5 hours. Let's get that straight. But I do agree that it's a spiritual process. And, like, that is such a big part of the fantasy is, like,
the makeup.
Sitting down and... like creating something else, and that's the transformation. That's where you really focus. So I do get that, but also you are on a competition, honey. You know, right. You aren't going to be given 5 hours.
Right.
So,
with that being said, she starts freaking out because she's running out of time, and the bitch doesn't even have brows on yet. When the producer calls 5 minutes to main stage. The bitch doesn't even have brows on yet. And all the girls, at this point, all the girls are waiting backstage, including Rue and the judges. They are all waiting on Kimora and threatening to go without her.
Yeah, I would be throwing up, like throwing up all over, running around. Oh my God, that's like your worst nightmare.
That is terrifying. I'm like, Kimora, I don't know how you did it, but she made it. I mean, hey, she made it on time.
She did make it. It's like, I was just gonna say, like, drag makeup doesn't need to take that long, especially because she
is already gorgeous.
I don't think she's wearing a lot of makeup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I know what you're talking about.
That shouldn't take 5 hours. Trixie takes less than that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can see exactly what you're... If Trixie can take less of that, and Trixie is...
Trixie does it in, like, an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I can see that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Step up your pussy, girl. Yes, we love her. We love her, but you better step up your pussy. But let's get into these mother tucking runways, dwell, shall we? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Shall we dwell? Shall we dwelling? Okay. So first up, we have Denali and her lady look. And it is this like blue, like bell-shaped dress. And it's supposed to be referencing the Alaskan state flower, right? Forget me not. I love that color palette. I thought the hair was cute. The detailing on the legs were questionable. And I hate the baggy tights. Like, I was so here for this look until I, like, saw the baggy tights. And I was just like, ah, this is... It doesn't feel polished enough anymore.
It's cute.
Had the tights been tighter, it could have been a two. But it's a boot for me, girl.
I mean, I will toot it because it's not the worst, but it's not clicking for me. The dress shape is not, something isn't there. Something is not completing the look for me. I'm sorry, Denali. It's giving me smurf at.
She's very much giving me boot, baby, boot. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm going to toot it just because there was thought behind it besides the baggy tights.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's get into this vamp look. I'm really here for this vamp look. I'm here for this Moschino moment.
Yes.
So it's like the concept is like everyone was at a ball and it like the, one of the drunk waiters caught the ball on fire and everyone's running out and like it's like burnt fashion. I love it. It's a two. It's a two.
Yeah,
I
two.
Love it.
She did it much better this round. Mm-hmm. She brought the Chicago. She brought it. This is much better. It's a toot for me. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
For once, I can give her a toot because, come on, girl, these looks were not.
Yeah. Okay. I like Denali, but every time she steps out in an outfit, there is something that is not. I don't know if it's her.
Yeah. No, you're...
Mug. There's something that is not face. Clicking. Yeah. Something is not clicking for me. Like, fully. It's, like, there, but it's not, like, hitting that little spot in me that I need.
Yeah, girl. I just... It wasn't...
But that was a two. That was a two.
Yeah, no. This Moschino inspired look was a two.
Yeah.
So, next up, we have Joey J. And the first look we're talking about is the lady look. Mm-hmm. I love the boots. The boots are really cute. And I hate everything else.
Oh my God. I knew you were going to say it.
I like that he's not wearing a wig. I just don't like the garment. Like, it is.
Oh my God. Mama. Sorry. Joey, fuck me. I wasn't even looking. I was picturing Rosé. I don't know why. Yeah, Joey. Okay. Boo. Girl,
it's a big boo. I'm looking at this picture right now. It's a big boo, baby.
It's a big boo. I don't know what the aesthetic is here.
Yikes.
I think she's going for like rich white woman, like football wife. I don't.
It's a boo.
It's a boo. Joey, the taste level is not there, baby.
Let's get into this vamp look.
Yeah, well, I'm... Okay.
She looks like a hot-ass mom, like, at the bar. Like, she looks like a hot-ass mom. I love the way Joey pads. Like, he gives you curves, okay? Yeah. This looks kind of basic, with that being said. But I like it. It's a two, but it's basic.
See, that's... It's not... I bet you Joey is putting a lot of money into these outfits. The issue is not the money. It is just, like I said, I don't know what you're trying to give me. Because how you just said, mom, at the bar.
Yeah.
That's what I'm... Edgy mom at the bar. That's what I'm getting at. That's what they want to give off. I mean, they're nailing it.
I wish the boot was the same fit as the boot in the first look. If it was a tighter boot, it would have been a moment. Because that baggy boot is not it.
Yeah, I just... They're just basic. It's just
not that
basic.
I look at it, it's a boot, girl.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it too much.
It's okay. Here's the thing. If I'm seeing that at a show, I'm probably not going to say one thing about it.
Yeah.
But it's just because it's, you know, Drag Race in the past few years has been so elevated. And I get, like, people have different money and home lives. But it's like, you have to bring it.
Yeah, girl. Period. This was just not... He just did... It was not brought.
Yeah. It wasn't it. It was a boot. Sorry, Joey. Love ya.
Next up. Yeah, Joey. No, I love Joey's energy. I just don't like those
outfits.
Those garments were not it.
No.
Not it at all. But let's get into the next queen. And I'm really excited about this next queen because for the most part, there was one look. And we'll get to it later. There was one look that I did not love. But Rosé, this episode, she killed it. Like, she really killed it. This first look, it's like the structured, hand-painted shoulder pad, like businesswoman meets. I love it. It's a toot, mama. It's a toot.
Yes, it is a huge fucking toot for me. You know, when this came out, this comic... like looking thing came out. In my head, I was like, what's Trey gonna say? Because, you know, we kind of were indifferent about Joey the first episode because she was not.
You mean Rosé?
Oh my God. Rosé.
Yeah, because she's being kind of bitchy, but.
Yeah, but this episode, She looks amazing in this. The R with the Oze.
That was everything. The only thing I would change about... There's only one thing. And this is me nitpicking.
Yeah.
I don't like how poofy the hair is. I wish it was like slicked back. Like, I want it slicked back.
I agree. I think she probably just did it because it's campy and goes, like, the shoulder pads are kind of big, but I agree, it looks like a little helmety, but it's not bad at all.
It's a toot, mama. Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Hand painted,
and I think this was hand painted by Laguna Blue, who is the third member of Stephanie's Child. We've seen Jan. This is Rosé.
Yes,
I think
is,
Laguna hand painted that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yeah, styled by Shapiro, Laguna Blue,
work. Come through, drag family realness.
Woo!
This is a two, baby. This mama, a girl.
Okay, Rosé, I like it.
Now let's get into this vamp look, girl.
Okay, yeah.
This is my shoe, and let me tell you why.
Okay,
this look is perfection, okay?
Mm.
You got like the lampshade, like hat moment, and she looks like a sexy ass high fashion bullfighter. It's so kind. It's
okay,
so kind.
Yeah.
I love this look. I love it.
Very avant-garde. Show almost, I'm getting a little showgirl vibes because of just the photo shoot that she did.
Yeah.
But it's very well thought out. The material looks delicious. Okay, this is just the hat. It goes with the outfit. Nothing wrong with it at all. I just want to see her face.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
But also, I get, like, that is the whole drama.
It's the drama of not seeing her face.
If you could see the whole face, then it would be like, it still looks great. But this covers the eyes.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe this is a Diego Montoya garment. And I want a Diego Montoya so, 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 so bad.
It's inspired by Alexander McQueen spring 2019, and it is styled by Shapiro and assisted by Blue Lagoon.
Okay, so never mind. But
No, concept by Shapiro, design and built by Diego Montoya.
Oh, okay, work. I was right. Go. Girl, this look, Diego Montoya, he makes some of the most delicious garments I've ever seen on Drag Race, like, period. He makes a lot of garments for Sasha Velour. He makes a ton of garments for Sasha Velour.
Cracker here.
Yeah, get into it. Like, Diego Montoya. Mwah.
I see this, yes.
Okay, let's get into the next queen, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
So next we have Tamisha Iman in her lady look. And she is giving, like, a rich woman, a rich housewife, lounging by the pool in this delicious Michelle Visage. She referred to the color of this as Dazzleberry. And I thought it was spot on. Like, she looks amazing. I only have two critiques.
Okay, what are they?
I don't like the hair and I don't like the shoes.
Okay, you can have that.
Yeah, I wish the hair was bigger and I wish she picked like a pink shoe rather than a silver strappy heel.
Okay.
Like a pink pump would be real calm with those.
That would be. I have to say, I fucking love her. I am obsessed with her.
Girl.
Like, yeah, this look is a toot. She looks great. It's so clean. But everybody, Google Tamisha Iman.
Oh, you seen the video of her performing in like 1984?
No, that was
girl.
No, Trey. That was not 1984, I don't think.
I think so. 1984.
I think it was like 2000.
No, baby. I'm trying to tell you. I think it was 1980. Let me hold on. See, now we gotta go to now. Keep talking. I'm gonna look it up.
Well, I could be wrong, but I also thought it was the 80s, and when I went to go show my boyfriend, it was like from 2000. Yeah. Huh. But look her up, y'all, because she has records, she has titles, she has a dynasty. Her daughter.
Oh, we're gonna get to that later. We're gonna get to that later. Point is 1996. 1996 for the video that Bob and Monet tagged on their Patreon account.
Watch it.
It's so good. Like, this bitch, like, she's giving like Kennedy Davenport, but like, she's doing stuff Kennedy can't even do.
Three national drag pageant titles.
Girl.
Black Universe.
But with that being said, this is a toot. She looks gorgeous. She looks stunning.
Yeah, stunning.
I love her. I love Miss Tamisha.
Yeah.
Let's get into this vamp look.
Yeah.
So I love this take on Elvira. She's got 86 inches of weave on the main stage. I love the camp and everything. I am just not in love with it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not in love with it because it's hair.
Yeah.
But it's done really tastefully.
Yeah.
Really tasteful. Like you said, not obsessed, but like, she looks good and it's well done. It's so nice. It's not like, it doesn't look cheap and loose.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks good. But I'm still gonna boot it.
Oh, wow.
I don't like it.
That's okay. I'm tooting it, Tamisha.
Tamisha, I love you, not this look. Okay. Let's get into the next queen. Oh, we have Miss Utica Queen and her lady 60 mod crazy cat lady covered in balls. I love this look, girl. Like, I love the cutouts on the side of the dress. It's well done. Everything about this look, too. Love it. Uh-oh.
No, not an uh-oh, but okay. I know what Utica is going for. I understand who she's trying to say she is. I am totally here for it, obsessed. The look is just, I don't like the damn balls on the dress. I could do without those balls and yeah. I mean, honestly, without the balls, then they'd be like, you're too simple, Utica.
Yeah.
With the 60s mod dress. But also,
I love it.
It's good. I'm gonna toot it. I just don't know. But it's okay, Utica. It's okay.
Okay, let's talk about her vamp look. Her vamp look is giving like Victorian Pennywise realness.
Oh my god.
High fashion Pennywise. If he was a girl, like, I love this look. It's another two for me. I am obsessed with Utica. She, yeah, you never know what she's about to come bring out to the runway. Like, I love it. Love it.
Yeah, this is nice. I do like this. This saved the last look for me. It's a lot.
I also love how she ties in the balls from the last look to this look.
Yes.
Consistency.
They kind of like burnt tomatoes.
Yeah.
But Krampus vibes. But no, she looks good. I like the look. It's not like I'm not dying over it, but it's good. It's
cute. Yeah, it's cute. It's a toot.
Toot.
Let's get into, are you ready for the next queen? This next queen almost didn't make it to the runway.
Yeah, I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kamora Hall, and for her ladies' look, Kamora Hall.
Kamora. Mm-hmm.
For her ladies' look, she's got this 50s real lady who drinks tea, royalty party look.
Yes.
It's a toot, mama. I love this look. I love it.
You know, I get nervous because in my deranged brain, when I'm picturing myself on Drag Race, and I like fashiony things and vintage things. This is very woman. It's not like camped up. It's not like, you know, so it was not reassuring to like see just straight up vintage real fashion served on the runway and have it pass. Like she looks, it looks stunning. It's so clean and simple, you know?
Yeah. I love this look. Kamora. She's a look queen. Love that. I just want some personality from her because she's really sweet, and I feel like I could love Kamora.
Yeah. I can tell there's a lot in there. There's a lot of hesitance and insecurity holding her back. I don't know if we're going to get into it later, but I know that like, she has like some things at home.
Yeah,
and,
we're going to get into that. Oh, okay, girl, cool. We're going to get
but
into that.
She's like, Trixie and her friends, Trixie's like, yeah, I used to work with Kamora. Like, she's amazing. She just got to,
So you gotta get out of her head.
Yeah.
And this vamp look, girl. Vintage Mugler, honey. Mm. Eat your heart out. Bitch looked so fucking good in this look. She looked so good in this look. This is my shoot for the vamp look.
Oh,
for the
vamp looks, really?
This is my shoot. That vintage Mugler was, it was a moment in history, girl. It was everything.
She looks amazing. I don't have anything else to say, really. She just, it's there. That's a woman.
this is literally the notes that I took. All capital letters, vintage Mugler. Eat your heart out. Bitch looks so good in this look. Shoot. Love everything about this look.
Writes,
I put moan.
Oh my god. Yeah, no. Moan all the way, baby. Love you, Kamora.
Those are all the looks for the mini challenge. Those were 24 looks?
Yeah.
Was that 24 or 12? It was 12.
That is not 24. Good try.
Well, there's 24 looks total in the episode, but those were the first 12. So who is your top toot for each category?
Top toot for each category?
Mm-hmm.
For Lady, I'm gonna give it to Rosé.
Mm-hmm.
And for Vamp, I think I'm gonna give it to Kamora. Yeah.
So I did a small miscalculation. So my shoot actually went to Rosé's vamp look, but the lady looks were okay. I don't really find myself head over heels for any of the lady looks. So I'm not going to shoot any of the lady looks, but I'll save my extra shoot for the lady look and give that to Kamora and this vintage ass Mugler moment. Mugler. Oh my god, eat your heart out, girl. And who is the worst dressed in each category? Getting shady.
Yeah. Okay, you're shocked, but it's Denali's day look, lady look.
Yeah.
I don't live.
For each category, though. So, lady, okay. Denali.
For.
Oh, no, no, no. No, girl. Joey takes the cake in both looks. Joey yeah. takes the cake.
Yeah, just I don't.
Bad, mama.
Oh shit! I well, that's why I forgot. It was unforgettable. Yeah.
They were bad.
I don't have a shoot. I actually don't have a shoot out of any of these looks.
Really?
You're yeah, being like
very like conservative with your shoots.
I am. I said I like Rosé's lady look.
Mhm.
But nothing's making me like cream.
Okay. So with that being said, we're gonna take a break and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, we're back. Okay. So we just got done with the mini challenge and the girls are back in the workroom and they have this cute little moment where they realize that they like each other, like they're sisters. they're just for competition, like they're sisters now.
Yeah. That was cute.
It was so cute.
I mean, you know, that's what it's about, ain't yeah. it? Like, I like that they showed that because, you know, so much of editing and production is so stylized and so fake, and you know, we don't see them living with each other in a hotel room. We don't see them rehearsing every night. We don't see them helping each other, you know? So, mm-hmm. and especially knowing that in their heads, wow, we Tina Drag Race and got kicked off first episode, they probably just have like that little bond.
Yeah, girl.
It's cute.
All I know is I'd be like, what the f- I'm still gagged that no one was like, no, I'm not leaving on the yeah. first episode.
Yeah, like
I just got down. Here.
I mean, I bet you Denali would have pulled that shit.
Oh, absolutely. No, if anything, I think it would have been Rosé. Rosé. Yeah. It would have been Rosé. Yeah. She'd be like, do you yeah. know who this girl is?
Do you know how much I paid?
Okay, but with that being said, Tamisha also tells the girls how she competed in over 200 drag wow. competitions and won at least 95 of them.
Wow.
She also reveals that she is 49 years of age, and she also reveals that she has a biological children when yes. the girls share their ages. And to top that off, all the girls in the workroom are younger than her biological kids. Mama yes. Tamisha did not come to play, honey.
No, that is bonkers.
I love her. Like, the more I see Tamisha, the more I fall in love with her. Like,
yes, my heart. Okay. I love her. She just is so professional. Her mug is so beat. When I tell you, I was maybe a little woo the other night and watching her videos perform.
Yeah.
I like was tearing up. I was so dramatic and gay. I was just like, yeah. this is entertainment. Like, you guys have to watch her videos of when she was like peak performer.
Look at the 1996 video, and like, it's like a Tamisha Amon super mix. Oh my gosh, girl. Tamisha, she's that girl. She's that girl.
And yeah.
like, I don't know if the girls know that, but they better know, girl.
Yeah, like that is entertainment today. You don't really get that today, even yeah. though she's lip syncing, it looks like in those videos she is singing each. Oh god, we gotta cut me off because I'm gonna.
Okay, let's. Okay, carrying on, Ru comes in to the workroom and tells the girls that their maxi challenge is to write, record, and perform in his new song Phenomenon, and that they must come up with group choreo as a group. Denali wants to win really bad, and we find out that Rosé can sing again. Joey plans on being gay as fuck on stage, and we find out that Tamisha is a choreographer, but she won't tell the girls because she can't do what she used to do. Mm. So with that being said, Joey, Rosé, and Denali start to take the lead, with Denali trying to take the lead of the lead. They haven't gotten on the runway yet, and there's already too much going on in the kitchen. Yeah. Too many chefs in the kitchen.
Too many chefs in the kitchen. We see it every season.
Girl, what do you have to say about all of the, like, all of them just like...
These girls are, the pork chop girls are actually, like, really, really strong performers. performers. Yeah. So like Denali, Dancer, Joey.
Oh my God, Denali surprised me this episode. I was like, girl, where was all of this for the first episode?
She was in skates.
I saw a picture of Denali in a heeled skate with a flat surface. I was thinking to myself, that's what she should have wore. I don't care. When I saw those heeled skates with a flat surface where she could have turned the party, I don't give a fuck about those skates. She wore the wrong shoe. I don't care.
Well, you email her. You email her.
Denali, I know you're listening. Why did you wear those skates?
Come on, girl. But yeah, too many chefs in the kitchen. Overwhelming. Yeah. They all are control freaks. They all are specialized dancers.
Yeah, so we find out that Denali is an ice skater choreographer and just a choreographer in general.
Yep.
Rosé, she said that, did she say she did choreo? I don't remember.
Yeah, she's a theater girl. She's a performer.
Oh yeah, theater girl. Yeah, clearly. And then we find out that Joey J has 6 years of ballroom experience.
Yeah.
Love for that. Love that. Love for that. Anyways, so the ladies finally make it to the main stage and Denali takes the lead without asking anyone. But Rosé wants the people to know that if Denali's choreo is not cute, she will be adding her 2 cents in. And there is a lot of tension now because now Joey J is jumping in and the other girls are starting to play ping pong with their heads and the leaders, it's a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess. Kimora is just like,
ah. She's like, what's going on? Kimora's not keeping up at all.
No, and Tamisha's just like, you little assholes. Like,
Tamisha's over it, girl. She's over it.
But it's also very, I would say, playful tension. Like, yeah. It's not, there's definitely irritability, but that's just because it's high tension. It's
high pressure.
Yeah, high pressure. But I like, none of it was like,
I hate like, this bitch.
Yeah, it was all very, I think that I am best at taking control, so I'm gonna take control.
Yeah. Girl. Joey has, oh, by the way, Joey has me cracking up when he's like doing his like solo choreo.
Yes.
Like he's rehearsing it. And he's like, I wanna like spin and then like
yes.
Yes.
She said, just spin me, right?
Joey, I love Joey. I really do.
Yeah, she's great.
And by this time, Mama Tamisha is over it. She steps in, gets those girls on track. She gets them in shape. She's over it, girl. Like, yeah. She's like, no, this is what we're going to do. Y'all aren't doing it right. Listen to me. Y'all don't even know how much I could do. So,
like, literally, when she like spoke up and was like, here we go, everybody was like, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Like, right. Like,
yes, ma'am. You got it. You got it.
So the ladies are done choreographing, and Tamisha is worried sick. Because with that being said, Tamisha did finally get the girls on the right track to finish up the choreo. But the girls are still nervous with the choreo. Everyone's nervous, pretty much. Kimora, especially. Mm-hmm. Tamisha. What do you have to say about that? Anything?
Expected. I don't really have much to say. Expected. Yeah. Always gonna happen. Yeah. Even, and chances are a lot of times the ones that are walking off saying like, that was it. Like, I'm so confident in our group. There's 3 girls that aren't good and then it's sloppy.
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
And these are a group of perfectionists. So they're definitely all like, it's horrible. We suck. It's not good. You know? So...
Well, with that being said, on elimination day, we see the ladies walk in, and I can't believe I wrote this down, but Joey looks sexy as fuck on elimination day in that tank top. He looks so hot, like it's he looks good. He looks good.
They're pretty attractive. I'm just pure.
So. No, listen, I would have did some
stop it.
let's keep it going. So at this point, it's elimination day and the girls are very excited to perform. Tamisha thinks everyone is overly confident. Girl, I'm just sitting here like, Tamisha, you right, girl. Because all of these girls, they're like, oh, we gonna kill it. We gonna do so good. We gonna do this. We gonna do that. And the last time they were this confident, they got eliminated. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought, in my head, I was like, I think it's gonna be epic. I thought they were gonna turn it. Even before seeing it.
The way that the editors had it, like, I was like, I don't know, girl.
There was some, like, suspicion, but I was like,
I hope so.
I don't know. And I think Tamisha, just because she's so well-rounded and been through it, she's just probably like, these girls didn't listen well, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
But with that being said, Kimora has this moment where, like, she doesn't want to let the judges down, and she starts getting very emotional. She shares that she kind of has to live a separate life because her boyfriend of 8 years doesn't want to date a full-time drag queen. And she usually would do drag away from him and, like, wants to prove to him that she can do this.
Yeah.
And I found that, I was just like, oh my gosh, that is so... I was just like, oh my god, that's so sad. Like, that, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Like,
no, I mean,
you want
it's
to
be able tough. To,
yeah.
It's tough. I mean, it's, but also, like, love is love. I get it, girl, but I don't know
if he's the one. Like, if he can't accept you as a queen.
And also, I saw in what's it called? Where they do, like, with the backstage. Untucked. I saw Untucked. And Kimora also said, like, she has a very strong Asian, like, family.
Yeah.
And so I think it's, like, all of it going into the pot. Like, because the Asian guilt of not
being a doctor or a lawyer
But so I think there's, like, a lot of things from different angles coming in. And it's so sad because... She looks so good, and you
stunning.
Like something that she says is that she's very proud because it's her body, it's her skin, it's you know, I don't know, it's sad.
I know, it's so sad. But with that being said, Tamisha also adds that she keeps her drag away from her kids, like her biological kids, because it's taboo.
Yeah. And with her mom.
Yes, with her mom. That too. Yes.
I want to know, because, like, there's, like, obviously a few ways that she could have biological kids. Was it, like, single parent?
I don't know.
You think? Like, was she with a woman? Did she, like, use her sperm? Like...
Tamisha, I know you're listening.
Tamisha!
How did you go about this? Asking for a friend.
Yeah. But that was not shocking to me either.
Yeah.
It's never shocking when anybody ever says, like, I have to hide something because not or keep it taboo or just that's because,
And not everyone's gonna be, like, open to drag. Drag is just becoming mainstream, so, like, a lot of people
we take it for granted.
Yeah.
We really do. Yeah. We take it for granted because, you know, we have it so accessible. We can we can go on YouTube right now and find tons of
drag shows, performances,
makeup
tutorials,
everything.
All of that. Yeah, all down to, like, sewing and hair tutorials, like, for drag queens. Like, we can get all of that done.
And I used to watch when I did start watching this show, and, like, the drama came up of, like, they start crying or talking about stuff at home. I'd, not gonna lie, a little insensitive. I'd just be like, you're on a game show, like, shut up. But then I was like, it's reality TV, A.
Yeah.
B, it is a gay iconic show.
Yeah.
So there are 10-year-olds watching and they need to hear it. Like, all the straights out there that are watching and, like, thinking it's dramatic, like, you have seen so many straight breakups, so many straight sad stories. So every show, you know, like, this is one fucking gay show.
Gay one. As fuck.
Yeah, so let these queens tell their stories. Let them cry. Let people see, like, oh, wow, this happens. This happening to me. Oh, my God, you know? Have something to look up to. That's just my soapbox, but...
Okay, come for soapbox. But also... Tamisha, she reveals that all of her drag kids in the pageant realm are national title holders, which I thought was very kind. She talks about her legendary drag daughter, Tandy Iman Dupree. If y'all don't know who Tandy, for those who don't know who Tandy Iman Dupree is, okay, listen to me. There is this video, this iconic video of a drag queen falling out of the ceiling, dressed as Superwoman into a split, and it's just like the most iconic lip sync ever. That's Tandy, and her mom is on the show, Miss Tamisha. Girl, yeah. Iconic. Gagging.
The whole video?
Yes, I have. The choreo was everything. Like, my favorite part was when, like, he, like, threw her into a split.
Yes!
Oh, my God. Threw her into a split.
Like, Trey is not exaggerating. Like, picks her up and
Chucks her across the stage.
He does a split, too.
Yeah, listen, that lip sync was just so iconic. Like, it was so good. So when I found out that Tamisha was Tandy's drag mom, I'm like,
fell from a ceiling, people.
Yeah, like a ceiling, like, ladies,
off the ceiling and landed in a split.
Don't worry, I'm going to try to link the video into the bio, so just look at the bio. Listen, Tandy, God bless her soul. R.I.P. Yeah. Tandy Iman Dupree.
Rest in power.
Rest in power. Like, if she was still alive, we already know she would have been on the show. Like,
yeah. I mean, yeah, Tamisha said that. And that's, yeah, like, it literally is, that is the best. Her and Tamisha have some of the best lip syncs I have.
Yeah.
My eyeballs have ever seen.
Girl, like, Gagarama, 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 Gagarama. Like, yeah. My gosh.
Actually, Gagging.
And she also talks about her drag dynasty and all of her kids and family. Mm-hmm. And Tamisha is like a matriarch, bitch. Like, yeah, she's a mother. No drama. Yeah. Bitch, I'm a mother! Bitch, no drama! She's a mother. No drama. Period. Why you talking? She got a dynasty. Period.
She already won. Girl. So I think that's why when she did get eliminated on the Pork Chop, it was so like, she was like, yeah, I'm off.
Yeah.
Like, because she has been through so many fucking competitions. She, yeah, that's how the ball rolls. You win, you lose.
Yeah, girl.
And she got that aperture. She knows how to play, baby.
Girl. Oh, my God, Tanisha. Okay, let's get into the main stage, shall we? Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the looks really quick.
Yes.
Rue's dress is cute, but basic. Cute but basic, and I hate the hair, so I'm going to toot it. I'm going to give it a soft, airy, wispy toot.
Wispy.
Michelle, yeah, looks gorgeous. Yeah, like,
she has been looking insane.
My God, this gray streak of hair. Everything.
Do you know what to wear and what not to wear?
What?
Do you know the show? What to wear, no, what not to wear?
No,
you
don't. I do not.
Okay, never mind. Let's keep going, y'all.
Keep going. No, so what were you about to say?
I was going to say, you know, Stacy from the show.
So, okay.
Yeah, she has a white streak. Stacy London. She's...
Oh, Stacy London. Okay, yeah. Okay.
But hers is natural, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say this now. Michelle looks gorgeous in the color that she hates the most, green. Yes. She looks, yep, stunning. And Nicole Byer is giving, yeah, like this, like, him from Powerpuff Girls look almost.
Yes! And oh my God.
It's everything. I love it. It's a toot, 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 toot. Everyone, yeah, got toots across the board on the judges panel. It was
agreed.
Amazed. It was amazed.
It was amazed.
Okay, so we're going to take just a quick break. It won't be a break for you guys, but it will be a break for me, Dee Dee. And then we're going to get into Phenomenon and the main stage looks. Okay?
Cool. Woo.
Hi, guys. We're back.
Hi.
So we're going to go over each person's verse, look, and main stage runway look for Phenomenon and the main stage, okay?
Yes.
Cool. So up first we have Denali. Here's her verse. Move aside, it's your girl Denali. I'm cold as ice, hotter than a tamale. Keep up and I'm shy town tough. Triple Lutz on these sluts cause I like it rough. I'm icy, spicy, for you I'm too pricey. Going for the gold so I'ma get a little feisty. Strong like a Megatron, long like a marathon. AKA to Babylon, I'm a phenomenon.
Ayy.
Bitch, she snapped. She snapped with this verse. She snapped with the performance. I hate the outfit. I hate the outfit.
Agreed. I agree with everything she said.
My favorite part was the duck walk on icy, spicy for you. I'm too pricey. And then when she rhymed triple Lutz with sluts, like, come on, girl. Like, I was like, ah!
She's a sickening performer.
Like, absolutely.
Sickening.
I'm going to toot the verse, boot the look, and toot the performance.
Same.
Okay, cute. Let's get into Joey J, okay? So his verse reads, I'm a gay ass bitch, I'm Joey J. Filler queen, plot twist, I came to slay. Taking him out, protocol, one by one, I'm repping RuPaul. J-O-E-Y. What? J-A-Y. But where's your wig? The $1 million question, please sit down and let me give you a lesson. The look, I mean, the first was kind of basic. The look was cute. I'm gonna toot it overall because it was enjoyable. I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, enjoyed watching. The verse is not like horrible at all. There's some thought in there.
Yeah, it's
I toot it.
Yeah. Okay. Cute. Cool. Cute. Next up, we have Kamora from the House of Hall, Chicago's Mackie Doll, serving beads in face. I'm the most glamorous in this race. The way my beauty shines, Kamora's gonna blind them and snatch the crown. Ow. This is a boot for the lyrics. This is a big boot for the lyrics.
It's cute.
But I love her, like, Bob Mackie X-Share moment. Or no, that's the runway. I love this Bob Mackie moment. This, it's like an inspired Bob Mackie. It's not an original, but it's inspired. I love it. It's cute.
Yeah, it's a two. She was a little hesitant.
Yeah, I'm only tooting the look. Everything else is a boo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, girl.
I won't go that far, but I will say that it wasn't like the most amazing performance and lyrics, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no lyricist, but this is just not it, mama.
It's not even because of, like, how little she said. It's just, like, how little she said. It was just about how pretty she is, which is okay, but it's, like, that's not only Kamora.
Yeah, girl.
Like, who is Kamora, girl?
I don't know. This was not it, mama, okay? This was not it. This was garbage, honey.
There were a lot of memes. I'm sure you saw, like,
oh yeah,
Kamora, I'm gonna shave my ball.
She looks cute. But that's it. Next. Next up, we have Rosé. Oh, okay. I really enjoy this verse. Here we go. Baby, pour a glass. Feast your eyes on a bony lash. She's a fashion clown. Pretty, witty, vocals don't. My light's never fading. Can't wait to hear you say it. The winner is Rosé.
Yeah! Oh, she sang it.
Yes. I love the verse. I love the look. I love the performance. This was all hands down. She really gave it tonight. Gave it.
Agreed.
She gave it. She looked amazing. Verse was amazing. Performance was amazing. Sounded amazing. It was just, it was well put together. Very well done.
Plead, clean, clean. She knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah. This was a great week for Rosé. This was a really good week for her.
Well, I gotta say, because we had a little bit of tough feelings for her. Yeah. I did. And this week, I actually saw the person. Not the wall built up of I'm a competitor from New York.
Yeah.
It was very, oh my God, you're actually nice.
I know. I love it. I don't want to say it too soon, but I really like Rosé at the moment. I really like her.
Okay. I opened up to her too.
Okay, Tamisha. Okay, so here's her verse. Tamisha and Mon is coming for you to show the girls what I can do. Drag is my game and I do it well. The ACL piece with a story to tell. Bent but not broken, I'll fight to the end. That old school diva shall rise again. For going for the crown is going to be tough. But guess what, ladies? I'm born for this stuff.
Hell yeah.
I love this verse. I love how she like used her inflection. She's like, Tamisha, Iman is coming for you. She reminded me of Jello Pussy. Jello Pussy. Do you know who that is?
Should I?
She's like this, almost like an MC. She's an artist. And like, she does like a lot of like drag remixes to songs. And her voice, like she does, like it's, I can't really describe it. But she sounded like Jello Pussy. I lived for every bit of it, except for the tool or like mesh that was on like her shoulders of her costume. That's the only part I didn't like. And I wish she had a little bit more energies.
Yeah, she was a little reserved,
energies,
I will say. But the verse is fucking fire.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But I'm going to toot the verse.
Yeah.
I'll toot the look. But I'm going to have to boot the performance.
You're
going to
boot the performance? You thought it was that shallow?
It wasn't good. I mean,
good. It just seemed reserved.
Yeah, really reserved. Especially after that Janet lip sync, where she was actually like doing the damn thing. Really reserved. So
I don't know. I think she's trying to be fair game here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not be too much.
No, honey, this is a competition. Yeah. And nothing should be fair.
Yeah. Give her. I think this will shake. This will wake her up, though.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And last but not least, we have Miss Utica Queen. Her verse is so funny. So her verse is spreading love from here to there for my savior as I toss my hair. There's not a bone in my body. Gonna wiggle to the top, wiggle, wiggle to the top. Utica may be a small town. Farm girl fit for a crown. Lightning striking you down. Strike a pose like that. Strike a pose like that. Woo! Reading the lyrics, not a fan of them, but watching her perform them, it was so, like, it was so good. Yeah. Like, it was so good.
This is my favorite Utica look.
It's so weird. It's cute.
Yeah. She looks good.
I was here for it.
Here for a good performance, entertaining.
Yeah.
Her words matched her body.
Yeah. So. Overall, this was a really great performance from the losing girls. Yeah.
It was clean. I really enjoyed the choreo, actually. Mm-hmm. Way better.
Which song did you prefer? Congratulations or Phenomenon?
Oh my god, I think Phenomenon.
Okay, so this is what I will say. I enjoy the lyrics or the verses from Phenomenon. But that hook from Congratulations, you're number one. That was fire. That was fire. And Monet, oh my god, I was listening to Sibling Watchery today and this episode in particular, and Monet agrees with me. That hook was fire. It was so fire. It was so good.
Agrees with you.
It was so good.
It was.
Okay, let's get into this runway, shall we?
Yes.
Category is, we're here, we're sheer. Get used to it. I love it. So first up, we have Denali, who is... I hate this frog. I hate the hair. I hate the pairing. The pairing was off. It's a big boot for me. It's a big boot.
Once again, I don't know what the aesthetic is. It's not. I don't like the outfit like at all. Like actually.
It was a big boot. Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It's like these like feathers. Oh my god. I hate how she like she paired this pastel with black shoes, black earrings, and black hair. It was so bad, girl. It's a big boot for me, mama. It's a boot.
The way that the layers were like sitting on her was so flaccid. And something just did not do it.
When she turned that corner, I was like,
Yes, it was like, but everything else was so strong.
Yeah. But it was still a pretty strong week for her.
Yeah, strong week, but this look is not
great. That's a big boot. Next up, we have Joey J, who is in like a fringe thick curtain. high fashion Liza frock, Liza Minnelli frock.
Yeah,
it's a boot, baby. And this is the fourth time he's come on the runway with no wig.
Yeah,
it's a boot, girl. It's a boot. But I just cannot get over how he pads. Like, I love how thick Joey is. Like,
yeah, what is a boot? Body is great, but I won't boot it. I won't boot it. But
you won't.
I won't. No, I'm gonna like little give a little breathy too.
And a light wispy airy too.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not the best. I can get over without a wig. I'm like fine without the wig.
Yeah.
But I don't really like this headband going on with it. Like,
You can tell that he like just like cut off a piece of his shirt and hide it in the workroom.
Literally,
he could have even like sewed it, like just to make it like a little bit better. But
I just think there could have been, even if they want to do the no wig, there are ways to, and they want the simplicity that this aesthetic that they're going for. I don't know. It just wasn't.
It's a boot. Next.
Sorry, Joe.
Next, we have Kimora Hall, and this is the Bob Mackie X share look.
Yes.
It's cute. It looks like the feathers fell off, like a lot of the feathers fell off, and I wish there were more feathers, and I hate this hair, and these huge earrings are just, it's a boot.
Whoa!
It's a boot.
You're booting the look?
Yeah, girl, it's a boot. It's a boot.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the earrings.
And, like, it's not tight on her. Once again, it's, like, this baggy fitted. It's a boot.
Okay, I am tooting it. I think she looks so good.
She looks gorgeous.
Yeah, I know that's not what you're saying, but I don't know. I think she pulled it off to toot it. Yeah, I think she looks great.
Okay, well.
I think she looks great. I don't love the weird reef. Earrings made out of
freaking hubcaps on her ears.
Yeah, and I know I literally do know what you mean about the wig, yeah, but I think she had to because of proportions, and that like it's very like it goes round in, so then it goes round at her chest again, then in, then out at her waist because she's so tiny. So I think that's why. Okay.
It's a boot.
We got it.
Next up, we have Rosé, who looks like this dress is covered in plastic ruffles and these huge ass billowing sleeves. I hate this look. I hate it so much.
Really?
I hate the plastic. I do want the sleeves. I hate these sleeves. I hate this color scheme. Okay, so hold on. I'm going everywhere. Before the look that is presented by Rosé. Love the hair, it's very cute. I hate the dress and I hate the sleeves. With that being said, I wouldn't mind having a pair of sleeves like those myself, just not those colors. Probably like an all black or like white or something like that.
Yeah.
But this look just was not it, baby. This is a big thigh high boot, baby.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Bad. And once again, like, you guys heard me. I was living for Rosé the entire episode. But this is just a boot, mama. This is terrible. It's so bad.
I am not going to boot it.
Oh my God.
I agree. Take the sleeves off and keep them with something else. It's not for this, those sleeves.
Mm-mm.
The dress, okay. It's weird, but I don't think it's like, I don't know. I think it works. Have you seen the photo shoots that she did with it in the water?
No, I did not.
Look. But,
Okay. That's cute.
But it's, you can't do that on the runway. I know.
Right. It's still a boot on the runway.
It's weird.
Yeah, baby, it's a boot for me.
But see, the only reason I have such a hard time booting is because, once again, in my delusional brain, when I put myself on the show, it's like,
oh, you're not gonna want to hear that from other people. You're gonna be like,
yeah, that's they put so much money, and it is not finding a taste level and aesthetic is hard. And it's, I mean, obviously people do it. We see Violet.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say it's fucking amazing because it is not. But I'm not going to say that it's like boot worthy because I've seen boot. Yeah.
You want to know what the best thing about this outfit was?
What?
Her caption on Instagram. Pretty witty vocal drown. Other than that, it's a big boot, mama. On to the next.
On to the next.
Next, we got Miss Tamisha Amon, and she looks rich. She looks very, this is a very tasteful, well put together look. My only thing is that I would move the bow over to the side a bit more because it's like blocking her front. And I would want her to show the body a little bit more. But this is a fat toot. She looks stunning. She looks gorgeous. She looks luxe. She looks rich. She looks mwah.
Yeah. Like, I can't say it better myself. Rue said, like, top three dresses she's ever seen on the runway. Did you peep that? That's a big
compliment. But my thing is, if she's putting that in the top, that means she's comparing this dress, for example, to Sugarcane's eggplant dress from season 10 that Rue thought was so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Is he comparing this dress to that? Because if so, this dress is in the bottom.
I think she probably means...
I hope she meant, like, handcrafted garment on the runway.
I think she meant, like, very pageant showgirl dress, not best dress as in dress broadly. I think she meant, like... Because Rue would wear that.
Yeah.
It's very showgirl runway pageant, you know? Yeah. Pageant-y, not more sugar. But yeah, she looks stunning. Stunning. I also would move the bow.
It's a fat toot.
Oh yeah, the material, baby.
Baby, she looks luxe. Rich. And finally, we have Utica Queen, who's giving this like witchy, Stevie Nicks-inspired scarf eleganza. She looks like a fashion wig / alien. I love, 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 love this look. It's conceptual. It's very unique. I love the makeup. It's a shoot, mama. She looks gorgeous. She looks gorgeous. I love this look. I really do love it. Fix your face, Jared. Don't make that face. You don't like this look? I thought it was everything.
I like... The dress is okay. The dress is okay. I hate the black around her forehead.
Okay, yeah, I can see that, yeah.
And the dots. I get it. I get what she's going for. It's not hitting it for me. Something was off about it for me. I think it's the makeup.
Okay, yeah, I can see the makeup being a little bit off, but...
But I like the dress. It's not that... Let me say, it's not that the makeup is bad. The application of her makeup is very good. She's a great artist.
Yeah.
I don't think it was suiting on her face.
Yeah.
But I know she's not necessarily going for Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, she's trying to, like, Yeah.
But I like the dress.
I'm still like shooting it. This is my shoot, mama. Oh.
Damn, I'll toot it.
Shoot, mama. Because looking back at all the other looks, you got Denali, who was a big boot. Joey, who was a big boot. Maura was a big boot. Rosé had a thigh-high boot. And the only two toots that I gave was for Tamisha and Utica.
Yeah, my shoe would be Tamisha.
Okay, cute.
It would have to, I guess.
Yeah.
It was just clean.
Yeah, okay, cute.
Yeah.
So with that being said, let's talk about the final portion of the episode. Before we get into anything else, I just want to say Nicole Byer is an amazing judge. She's funny, she's witty, yeah. And she's very helpful, and I would love for her to come back because I love Nicole Byer. Whenever I watch a cooking show and I see that she's one of the hosts, I'm like, oh, okay, work. It's about to be a good show. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes she did, for me, it's a little too extra. But with that said, she was perfect.
I want to rob you.
Yes.
I cackled when she said that. Like, I cackled out loud. I was like,
she was bringing it. She was bringing it.
So with that being said, the top two queens of the week are Rosé and Denali, and everyone else is safe. Again, this is the third episode, no elimination. I'm hoping and praying that the fourth episode, we get two bitches. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit.
But I would really like for an elimination to happen.
Yeah, same.
That's just me.
It's juicy.
Look, you're right. There's no stakes. But with that being said, the lip sync that they did for this week is If You Seek Amy by Britney Spears. And this lip sync was really good. Denali, she was giving sexy, dancey. Like, she was really giving it to the girls. And Rosé was giving, like, this comedy camp moment. Yeah. You can really tell how bad Denali wanted it. Like, she really wanted it. Like, she pulled out all the stops. She had, like, this duck walk moment. She had, like, this ninja walk moment where it's, like, the duck walk where she's, like, walking in squat. And then, let's talk about the double drop, how Rosé had the death drop and Denali hit the splits at the same time. This was a really good lip sync.
It was good. It was very good. New York and Chicago.
Oh my god, yes. Yes.
Very theatrical and fun and performy and very, let me fuck it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was absolutely great.
So with that being said, Denali wins the lip sync. Who would you have voted? Who would you have chosen?
Well, let me ask you, not necessarily who you would have chosen, but when it comes down to lip sync, I guess, whether it's for winning or losing, are you then judging everything before them? Are you judging just based off the episode, or are you judging based off the lip sync?
Well, I feel as though, like, you get put into the lip sync based off of your performance on the episode.
Right.
So whenever, for me personally, whenever I'm judging a lip sync, I'm going off of what the fuck you did during that song. Who made me look at them? Like, who made me want to watch them?
Denali.
Yeah. Yeah. Denali won. Did I already say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Denali won. That's the third time of me saying that. I thought Denali should have won. Yeah.
Yeah. She wanted it. I mean, they all wanted it, but
Denali, she
there
left
was
it on
a lot
the
of
floor.
Yeah, a lot of competitiveness. Yeah.
I know, girl. But with that being said, the girls, they meet the other group, the eliminated girls, after the lip sync, after, like, you know, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you gonna love somebody else? Gonna get an amen after all of that.
Amen.
They get to the workroom and they meet the winning, they meet back up with the winning girls. And the first thing that comes out of Tina Burner's mouth, well, isn't it the B-Squad? Girl, shit's about to get real, girl. Oh, someone's going home next week too, girl. The competition is starting. All the girls are competing together. Shit's getting real. Who do you think is going to go home first?
I don't know.
Joey or Kimora. Kimora, she can't keep up with the time schedules. And if Joey doesn't start showing versatility, they're going to kick his ass out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I literally don't know. I don't know. I can't pick.
We'll find out next week. Shit. Actually,
tonight.
We'll find out tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you guys want to watch Drag Race, make sure you tune in to VH1 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to watch Drag Race Season 13 live, Episode 4, Dual. And if you don't have cable, you can watch it online. If you just go to VH1.com and make a 24-hour viewing pass. You can watch all of the old episodes, and you can watch the new one, and you can even watch the new one live. Jared, what do you have to say? Anything else? Any final remarks?
Girl. It's going to be a crazy season.
Oh, God. I am so excited. I'm so ready, girl. I cannot wait.
I've also been watching UK is Drag Race.
Yeah, I need to get into UK.
Okay, well, first off, I'm just going to say, when they win, like, main stage challenges, they get a pin. They don't get, like, a prize. They get a pin. Like, a badge. Like, a pin for your shirt. And, like, you know how it's like, you'll win a grand total prize of $100,000 and a lifetime supplies of... Yeah, they are like, you'll win a one-trip to LA to film a one episode for work for World of Wonder. Yeah. They don't even,
Drag Race UK girls, they got a bad girl.
Yeah.
They got a bad.
And they first episode kicked off the person that I thought was probably like gonna win. That everybody thought was gonna win. Like, I know we're talking about Drag Race on this podcast, but like, the drag queens, like, I don't know if you saw it, but do you know Joe Black? Like, everybody was posting about it. Like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah. I gotta get into it then. Shit.
It's weird. It's a lot, though, more... American drag is just so different from other countries because a lot of other countries is more performance art other than drag. So there's a lot more... If there are rules of drag somewhere, I guess they're breaking those standards more, and it's really cool to see that. But with that said, American drag has most money, most spiciest.
Oh, well, yeah, it's been out for the longest.
Like, and these girls, if they're young, especially, they've been watching it. You know, like,
yeah. It's, so they already know what to. They kind of already know what to expect, and they're coming in with their A game.
And they know how to get the airtime.
Yeah, girl. But alrighty. All right, girlies. Well, this was another amazing episode of Drag Tea Time with Trey with my co-hostess, Miss Didi Opulence. Didi, where can they find you?
Okay, y'all. You can find me on Instagram at _ it's just Didi _. Love. And anywhere else? Don't try to find me. Venmo, Jared-Zengulis. That you can go there.
You need to make a Venmo for Didi.
I know, because I'm like, it's just Didi and then Jared.
Jared. But yeah, guys, if you like this podcast or if you hated the podcast or if you have like any comments that can help or even hinder the podcast, leave a 5-star rating and tell me down below in the comments. I will read all of those comments as long as they're 5-star rated. And if you want to follow me on my social media journey, you can follow me on Twitter at TreyzonW, Instagram at TreyTreyCheese. You can follow me on TikTok at TreyonceTalks, and you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, TreyzonWright. Period. thank you guys so much for watching. I really had a great time. Jared, Didi, do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for really pushing those emails to get me to be a co-host for this, because it really means a lot.
I have to leave my drag daughter again.
Oh my god.
All right, ladies. Make good choices or make bad decisions and stand by them forever and always. Treyonce out this bitch. Love y'all.
Bye.